Is it my trauma that won't allow me to be in a relationship with you? Or am I just getting a lot better at identifying who's conflict avoidant, a selfish lover, resistant to emotional growth, can't take accountability, doesn't know how to validate my feelings, wants me to be their mommy, doesn't support my hopes and dreams, uses manipulation to get what they want, their only love language is physical touch, their role model is Pete Davidson, they identify as a libertarian, they tell me I can't take a joke when they put me down, their grandiosity doesn't allow them to apologize, and now I'm crystal clear that you're not worth my time, babe.
What's going on, beautiful people? It's your girl, Kara Savvy here. Savvy Kara on Instagram and Facebook. And this is, you already know, Literally Just Talk Radio, the podcast, Talk Heavy TV blog series, and happy February to one and all. I hope you all are doing well and you loving on yourselves just a little bit more this month. Speaking of love, I really wanted to talk this week about a couple of things. The first one being, what is your love language? So I posted a link to a little 5-minute quiz that I actually did in identifying what my love language is based on these answers. So, I mean, it does make sense in a sense for me, because I am a person of words. And the result that I got was my love language is words of affirmation. So if you want to take that test, I went ahead and dropped the link below. But I really wanted to discuss what your love language is, because I wanted to give you all a chance to really think about how you give love and how you receive love and what that actually looks like to you and what it actually means to you to either give it or receive it. Another thing I would like to discuss, and it's something a little new that I heard about that I had to identify, which is love bombing. Now, it's for me a thin line there between what someone's love language can be and actually love bombing, because love bombing is defined as giving someone like lavish gifts or attention to use that as a form of manipulation. So there are people in this world who see, you know, materialism as their love language, or giving gifts, giving lavish things, showering someone with, you know, luxurious things in a materialistic realm to show them how much they care, to show them how much they love them. So is that something that you might identify with? Drop it in the comments, let me know. Because everyone has a different love language. So for me, aside from what that test said, my love language is wrapped up in giving and not just material things. It's wrapped up in giving and showing support. It's wrapped up in being nurturing, being available for my partner, you know, acts of service, if you will. And that doesn't always mean materialistic things, especially when it comes to intimate relationships. So in love bombing, let me know if that's something that you've actually experienced, because it was something that was new for me. I was actually involved in a relationship where the person would do and constantly do things, you know, materialistically to show me that they loved me, to show me that they cared about me. And whether it was things that I actually needed for them to do or not, that is their love language. That's what they were taught. And that's how they actually give love. So it's something that I really want us to think about, because I know that it stems from a place of where and what we were taught that love is. Thinking about Music Soul Child's song, Teach Me How to Love. Show me the ways to surrender my heart. Because some of us grew up in environments where we were not shown genuine love. We grew up in environments where we don't actually know what it means to actually give love or even receive it and what that may look like for us. And I think that's something that we should relearn if we know it's not working. I know that for me, having to understand my love language, having to understand that I'm a giving person and giving to the wrong people, that love can ultimately be misused or mishandled or mismanaged because everyone isn't willing to accept that as me, as what I am, as what I'm willing to give, as what I have to offer. Another thing in identifying our love language, I really think, is we have to know that we're in alignment with who we're giving our love and attention to. They have to be willing to accept that. The stitch I posted in the beginning of this video, in the beginning of this show, Therapy Jeff said something very significant where he said, your only love language is physical touch. And I believe that was something that, you know, they had to actually identify because that's not something that they're willing to accept. For some people, that is something that they're willing to accept, that their love language is bound up in physical touch and being intimate and closeness and togetherness, you know? And there's so many different levels to it. It's so many different levels to love. For me, that very well could be one of them. However, with me knowing that it comes with everything else about me, it comes with knowing that the person that I'm giving that to has to be open to accepting it. That's what really makes the difference. I really think that the only way we can be open to accepting someone else's love language and their perception or view on love is our perception. It's how we view the love that we have for ourselves and how we see ourselves. What's your love language to yourself? And I really think that's where you'll be able to identify love bombing. Because if you're not someone who feels like they need lavish gifts, if you feel like you're someone who may need, you know, a bunch of attention for somebody to show you that they love you or that they appreciate you, you can cut out that manipulation. If you've learned to identify what love means to you and how you love yourself, and you come with your cup already full. See, you don't need these things. You don't need to have somebody give you that time or give you that attention because you already have built up a certain amount of love for yourself that you have enough of it to give. You have enough of it to give because you know what it means to come with your cup full. And if you feel like you don't have that and you don't have that within you, don't look for somebody else to do it. And identifying your love language and how you give love, you know that you won't accept just the bare minimum, whatever the bare minimum may look like to you. You know that it should be an equal exchange. You know that it should be in alignment with how you choose to speak love, with how you choose to give love. And cut out the foolishness. Because honestly, you don't have to give somebody, you know, a bunch of things materialistically to show them that you care about them, to show them that you love them. If that's how you identify love language, again, it's probably stemmed from not receiving things or not receiving materialistic things. And putting that in a view of, well, this is how somebody can show me that they love me. If we identify what works for us in order to give love and in order to receive it, it makes the difference. Next time you meet somebody new, I want you to ask them what their love language is and allow them to explain that to you. so that you can figure out if that's something that you're open to receiving. And I want you to be vulnerable enough to do the same without feeling like it's going to be mishandled or misused. Because even if they do all the things that you say you want to receive love, it won't matter if it's not genuine. How to identify it being genuine? Because it's consistent. It doesn't just stop when they get you where they want you. It doesn't just stop when they felt like they've done everything that they could possibly do for you to show you that they love you. Love, for me, is never ending. It's always flowing. My life is made up of love. It's made up of choosing to choose love, no matter how many times I've been let down by it or how many times I've been hurt by it. Identifying what's not love or what's not love to me or what doesn't work for me. You definitely got to make sure that, you know, you're honest with yourself as well. You have to make sure that you've identified honesty in the way that you give love. Don't downplay the way that you choose to give love to appease someone else, to satisfy someone else, because it's not being given genuinely. It's not being given authentically to who you are. If they don't accept the way you love, if they're not in alignment with the way you choose to give love, then that person is not for you. There will be someone that comes along who will identify with your love language, who will identify with the way that you choose to show love, to choose the way you choose to give love, in the way you choose to receive it. Don't downplay who you are. Most importantly, don't allow somebody to come in and shower you with love and shower you with lavish things and give you that attention as a way to manipulate you, as a way to misuse your trust, to misuse your love, and misuse what you have to offer ultimately. Ask yourself how you love yourself. How do I love me in order to be open to receiving the type of love that I want from someone else? It's a very important step in identifying ourselves and identifying who we are. And identifying what we choose to accept. As always, y'all know, it leads back to us. It leads back to how we think. It leads back to our perception. It leads back to our views, to the way that we actually decide to see the world and view the world around us. But I will challenge you to love yourself a little more. When you know what your love language is, you know exactly what it is that you want for you, what it is you need for you to be better, to do better, to be able to give love unconditionally, to be able to give love ever flowing and never ending. But that's all I got for y'all this week, because it's a busy one. So of course, make sure y'all check me out every first and last Saturday of the month, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on YouTube. I also post my show on my website, www.ljtrtawkheavy.com. My poetry book, More Than Meets the Eye, relationship oriented. It's definitely the perfect Valentine's Day gift to show somebody how you love them. And till next time, love yourself. Be good. Peace. Peace.